With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just grew up.
I tried to print something and the entire computer crashed.
Well, you should know better than that. We can't print things. This is KMOX. What do you think? You're in 97.1 still? We are trying to impress Eddie, the new sales guy, and I don't think you're doing a good job. So.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Eddie.
Why don't you look at Eddie when you apologize?
I'm sorry, Eddie.
There you go. That's better. Dave Murray, can you believe it's 4 o'clock already?
I know. I just said to him on the break, like, oh, man, I got to do headlines. No, I just mean, like, I like to refresh my memory before I do them. I like to look at them.
It takes a while to kick back from vacation.
Thank you, Dave.
I said that today in the office. I said, I'm still, like, in vacation mode. I haven't come to terms that.
And she said that while laying flat on her stomach.
I said, I haven't come to terms with that I'm back at work, and I am going to be for a while. Like, I feel like I'm still getting ready to.
Well, you get Thursday and Friday off.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. Don't you have a 4-day weekend?
shut up. I have to go to the dentist.
That's true.
Yeah, you have one more day to work.
Well, whatever. Then after that, I have to
what
be here for a long time.
You mean your job?
Yes. I thought I was going to win the Mega Millions, and I didn't. And
you're really banking on that?
I was. In my head, I was like, I'm winning this. And then all hope was gone. And
all hope is gone.
I was just like quoting Lord of the Rings.
Don't you ever just run the numbers? Like, if I were to retire, I mean, it lasts about 15 seconds because I don't get very far in. I'm like, oh, it can happen. But do you ever do that, like, from time to time? Like, could I?
No, I like being here.
Oh. Well, I do too.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
I like being here, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're retired, Dave. This is for fun.
It's for fun. That's right.
It's a weird vibe.
I know.
I for one, blame Eddie. I would just like Eddie to go back to his cubicle and leave us alone. So, way to go, Ed. You crashed the whole computer system. You made Dave Murray mad.
Kind of the way it works around here is we just find one person to blame and then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're the worst group. We are. Like when we sit there at lunch and just talk crap on everyone, like, well, I mean, mostly Trish does, but.
No. I don't usually say anything. Unless it's like to tell Andrew to stop.
So I've been enjoying this cooler.
Getting yelled at a lot.
Rachel trying to segue. Let her.
I've been enjoying this cooler weather, Dave. It's very nice.
Oh wow, Eddie, this is what you're selling.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, okay.
Good luck in the streets.
I'm trying to get to the point of the segment.
Yeah, she's the only grown up. And Dave's like, oh, way to go, Rach.
Yeah, that was smooth.
Lame.
It does feel great outside.
I don't feel like doing the weather.
Oh, let's do the weather. The good news.
Yeah.
The front is gone. It's well south, well east. The rain is gone. There's another weak little front coming through on Thursday, but we are looking at a break in this awful summer weather pattern. Pleasant days, almost cool nights coming up right through the weekend. The only thing that could happen is with this front dropping in on Thursday, maybe a spot storm, but I think the odds of that are going to be like 5 or 10%. Really tiny, tiny odds. It's primarily a dry day. So we're 83 tomorrow. Wednesday night, 62 degrees. Evening temperatures in the 70s. Thursday, 88. Ahead of that front will pop a little bit up. Friday, Saturday, partly sunny, 80 for the high. Sunday, partly sunny and 85. There's no major rains in sight.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Okay, I know you're just raring to do headlines, but before that, to follow up on whose story was it about the, Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. About people on the right were saying, like, hey, quit going woke and giving people vegan options. A very famous right-wing pastor of a megachurch named Rick Wiles has topped that. He has come out and giving sermons, and he's saying that vegan burgers, impossible burgers, things like that, are from the devil. And it is it's the devil's way of changing our DNA. And so if you eat this stuff, it changes your DNA and you can no longer be born again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is very odd, especially because it's plant-based.
Eddie's shaking his head in agreement. He's like, well, hell yeah, of course.
I mean, you think they would mind being something grown from the earth that's plant-based. God made it. It's just very odd to me
that
you would be
response.
So against this or that you would care that much. To issue a response like that.
I was just like, the first 90% of it's like, okay. But then to actually say...
It prevents you from being saved.
It prevents you from salvation. Like, that's...
So,
that's a big
The question
statement.
That I always have about guys like that who are so far in that direction that it seems like they're just kind of almost pulling things out of thin air, if you will, to kind of rile people up about... Do you think he really thinks that? Do you think he really thinks that that it's a way to... For Satan to take over the world, or do you think he's just trying to...
I used to really trust my gut on things like that. I don't know anymore. Yeah. I don't know who believes what. Because people say such ridiculous things.
Kind of on the same thing. Sorry, I know we're doing headlines, but just one more question. Do you think, kind of on the same note, but shifting a little, if all the politicians banded together and said, all right, we're changing this. This is horrible what we're doing to America. We're now going to get along and we're going to compromise and we're going to get things done and I'll give a little and you give a little. Do you think people would really be happy with that?
I think tens of millions of people are now addicted to the drama and you can't just take that away from them without repercussions.
I agree with you.
Let me be as honest as I can. I hate this and I fight against it on and off the air on a daily basis. But I might be one of those people too. Like if it really, really happened, I think I would be happy, but I think that top surface 20% of me would miss the drama.
Well, and what would that really do if it was all the politicians saying like, we're going to be good now, that still doesn't change us. Just like they don't
might
affect
us
now. Like, we can all make the choice to kind of put blinders on and not react to this kind of ridiculous stuff. But we typically make the choice to interact because it's enticing. And mm-hmm. it's like, it feels good to get mad. Sometimes it feels good to feel self-righteous. And I know so much better than you. So it's like, to me, it would be nice if politicians did something like that. But it still doesn't control me. I'm the only thing that can control me in the way I react
totally.
To other
And that's
things.
Why I think people... want our politicians to take a stand and the lion libs or the dirty Republicans. Like, we don't want them to get along. We don't want them to work together. What we seem to forget, anybody who votes, you can't always win. But mm-hmm. for some reason, each side thinks that should be the case. And it's just not ever going to happen. So I don't know what we're looking for.
I've always thought that. And then I've always marveled that in real time, it's not like that in any other part of your life.
Right.
Like the most right-wing person, the most left-wing person, the one who wants it all right now, and I do not trust the other side. You don't have that with your wife or husband. You don't have that at work with your boss. You don't have that with your kids. You don't have it in nature. Like, it doesn't exist except here.
Yep.
And it's a fascinating concept.
But I think since it only exists in that one place, it makes it so interesting and so easy to get
Agreed.
Swept up if you've never experienced anything like that before. And it's like, oh, I can't ever have it my way, but I can try my hardest to have it my way in this one issue. So then I get why people get super wrapped up in
it. But the thing that gets
it.
Me is it wasn't always like that. Mm-hmm. This black and white, my side, it was to an extent, but again, we've said this a million times. People went back in their corners. They accepted what happened, and we moved on, and we waited till the next election. Well, it wasn't always like this.
You know, my theory on it, I think that extreme political people probably have convinced themselves. They probably could pass a lie detector test. They probably do believe the stuff that they say on the right and on the left. But I think most of them got into it like cosplaying. You know, like, I'm a modern patriot. It's 1776 again, or it's 1964, and it's the civil rights movement, and I'm just as important as Martin Luther King. I think a lot of people have gotten into a lot of causes recently just for the cosplay aspect. But then once they're in, they're in this group, and everyone thinks the same, and everyone thinks that they're smart, and they start to believe it. That's kind of my theory. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're just missing the boat, and one side or the other is completely right. Mm-hmm. Remember, I forget who was on, I think maybe it was Ellman and...
Peter Meredith.
No, I think it was Ian.
Oh, Ian Mackey.
But I asked them, hey, do you guys think that one side has really screwed this whole deal up? Or is it just the partisanship? Knowing that it's a softball question, knowing that they're going to go, oh, Dave, it's the partisanship. You know, one side didn't do this. And remember, they both pointed at each other like, oh, yeah, it's these idiots. Like, that really shocked me. Like, on a local DGS level.
Hmm. I don't know. It's depressing that we're going to be in this situation. I mean, I don't see it ending anytime soon, if ever.
It won't end until people make their own decisions to, like, we can't wait around for everyone else to change. You can only make the decision for yourself not to engage with the craziest of the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to stop.
No. I think it's going to take another big sea change. I mean, I don't think that this is 100% Donald Trump. I don't. But I think he was the biggest change agent. I think it's going to take another person or movement like that to replace it. You know, this doesn't feel like it's going to die on the vine.
An aggressively moderate movement.
Kind of. And that's only going to happen generationally. I don't see someone my age or older coming out as the moderate savior of politics. I think it's going to have to be a couple generations from now.
But you know what's funny is the aggressive moderate will seem extreme to what's happening. You know what I'm saying? That in and of itself is an extreme position to the extremist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To be moderate and to be level-headed and to be logical and compromise, that's extreme to them.
Yeah. I just saw Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that she absolutely is convinced that one day she'll be the VP or the president. And a couple years ago, I would have laughed at that. I don't laugh at that anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
So...
And I don't really like, we kind of touched on this right before the primary. I don't like that people are, like, the Democrats were pushing up the extremist candidates.
That is so disgusting
in the other
and so
party.
Wrong.
And it's dangerous.
Yeah. It's
going to backfire.
You really can't claim any moral high ground whenever you are then turning around and saying, I'm going to put my money behind the most extremist person I possibly can, because I think they'll be easiest to beat. Well, what if they're not easiest to beat? Yeah. And even if they are, you're still funding them. I mean, I am so disgusted by that happens all over the place.
All right, we'll do headlines next. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
424 DGS on KMOX. Headline Rach. Okay, I quit.
Sure.
I quit.
I retired. Say?
I don't even know. I just said consonants.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Keep it local. Get your fresh local produce at Schnucks. Did you guys see that Serena Williams is evolving away from tennis? That's her fancy way of saying that she's looking at retirement.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, she's won 23 Grand Slam titles.
Yeah.
Pretty much the greatest of all time. So good for her.
Good
she's
for her.
She's going to focus on her business interests and having another
That's
child.
That's like that conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, Gwyneth and Chris Martin.
You're getting
tennis.
A divorce? All right.
That's one way to say it, I guess. Snapchat has new parental controls that try to mimic real-life parenting. This is how they're doing it. It's called the Family Center, and it's a suite of tools that gives the opportunity for the parent and the teen to opt in, and it allows parents to see who their teens are messaging. So it doesn't show you the messages, but you can look in and see, like, hey, I don't know this Kyle person. Can you explain to me who that is? And you have the ability to, like, get rid of them if you don't like who your kid is talking to.
At least they're doing something, I guess.
Yeah, they are under a lot of pressure to get something done when it comes to teens on the internet. So, Nancy Pelosi has extended remote voting for House members. Proxy voting can only be authorized 45 days at a time. So this entire pandemic, every 45 days, they've had to extend this. A number of lawmakers have tested positive for coronavirus in recent weeks. So that's kind of the thinking behind extending remote voting even more.
Gotcha.
And Walmart may break into the streaming market in a potential deal with either Disney, Paramount, or Comcast. So there's this Walmart Plus membership that offers you free shipping on products from Walmart.com and gives you cheaper gas when you buy it at Walmart. Now they're looking into adding a streaming service onto that.
No, no more.
Well, but at least it would be in collaboration with an existing streaming service.
Oh, so it wouldn't be like Amazon Prime,
correct?
Walmart Prime.
They would do something with Disney.
Okay, good.
I still don't get it.
So they have a membership sort of like Amazon.
Yeah.
And you know how Amazon has their Prime streaming?
Oh, okay.
Walmart would just kind of co-opt one of these existing streaming services into
But it wouldn't
thing.
Be the only way that you could get, for example, Hulu would be through Walmart.
Correct.
It would just be like, hey, I belong to Walmart and
now
I
you're
get
getting Hulu. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Casper Mattresses will pay you to nap if you are a nap lover. They're looking for someone with exceptional sleeping ability and is a desire to sleep as much as possible. I thought this might be a good job for
Lord.
Trish.
We need to do this. You need to apply.
So you have to wear pajamas all day and you get a limited supply of free Casper products. You must be 18 years or older and you can basically just nap all day and review the Casper mattress and tell them what you think.
Well, sounds perfect
kind of
so
perfect.
Far.
Yeah.
And I think we have time to squeeze in one more story.
Are there snacks?
I think you have to provide your own snacks.
You probably can't have seen as many drugs as you've seen.
And right. We can squeeze in this last story. Since we're talking about sleep, did you guys see that spiders might actually have dreams? According to a new study, spiders seem to experience REM sleep, with twitches suggesting they even act out activities in their dreams.
I wonder if they dream about us.
That's
maybe.
Creepy.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
About the guy who almost stepped on him last
hands
night.
Coming
yeah.
down.
Yeah, that's nuts. Welcome back, guys. DGS time for the think tank. We have Braxton Payne, who is the genius behind the Michael Kelly Group. And Kurt Barr's here, too. Someone brought us wine and someone didn't. So that's how the think tank's going to go. Good to see you guys. How are you?
Good to see you.
How are the elections, the primaries?
Primaries went really well. It was across the board throughout the whole St. Louis region and the state. It was pretty low turnout.
Was it?
In St. Charles County, we saw 22% voter turnout there, which is a lot less than we've seen in past elections. But with the marijuana initiative petition making it today, so that being on the ballot in November, I expect we'll see a pretty high turnout this coming November.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So obviously that's just an initiative petition that, you know, they got the signatures out of enough, five of the eight congressional districts, and then the Secretary of State announced today that the signatures were validated, enough signatures for enough of congressional districts, so that will be on the ballot. And then the legislature put something on the ballot. I don't remember what.
So will that be just like an up or down vote for marijuana legalization?
Yeah, it'll be 50% plus one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, how it's taxed, how you can get licenses and everything. But the actual summary will just be a couple sentences. But I will say, St. Charles County Election Board, good job, because you guys had the quickest results on your guys' website on election night. Because as a junkie, I'm refreshing Jefferson County, St. Louis City. St. Louis City's the worst. And then, you know, St. Louis County also does a great job. But you guys had results up there pretty quickly on election night.
Let's start with the big one, with the Senate race. Surprised, happy, unhappy with the results of that one?
I'm not surprised at all. I think Eric Schmidt in the last probably 4 weeks had it, you know, going away. I mean, I think he had the collar counties, you know, St. Charles, Jefferson County. He won Jefferson County by a substantial margin. And I think then you look at Trudy Bush Valentine on the Democratic side. She outspent Lucas Kuntz 5-1 on television. I think probably if you look at the campaign finance report, she probably ended up outspending him 10-1. And she didn't get in until March 29th. So she had a very short campaign. Doesn't really surprise me there. She spent a lot of money on broadcast television. And that's where most voters get their information. And she won there. And she had a good message. I mean, She is a nurse. She's an outsider. She is a female, which I think if we look at, you know, we don't have exit results like they'd say on CNN or, you know, on Fox News in Missouri like we normally would in like a general election. But I would assume 65% of the Democratic voters in the state of Missouri were women in the Democratic primary.
And do we think that Valentine Schmidt will be close whichever way it goes?
I think if John Wood put out a statement today about the Trump raid of the FBI, I think if he can pull some moderates over, that's going to be very difficult. Then it makes it a race. I think the bar for Democrats in Missouri is about 41% right now. I think you can easily get 41%. And then it's all about trying to increase turnout and finding voters that don't normally vote in a midterm in areas like Boone County and in Springfield and Kansas City and obviously the St. Louis areas when you're going to have to win more than everywhere else.
So John Wood's going to run as an independent?
Yeah, so John Wood. Yeah, so John Wood is on the ballot, as far as I'm aware, right? He's on the ballot as an independent, backed by John Danforth. I think he's going to spend money. He's been running commercials. He got enough signatures as far as I'm aware. He is a Republican, so he's going to pull from the Republican base. I don't think he really pulls any Democratic votes, base votes, I should say. But swing voters, you know, may. But Eric Schmidt is what I like to consider kind of a boilerplate Republican right now. He's kind of saying all the right things, so he's going to pull the whole base, and it'll be really difficult for John Wood to break through.
I think he's right in the fact that it'll be difficult for John Wood. I mean, if it were Greitens, you know, it would. I think the Democrat would win because there's enough Republicans going, I didn't want that guy. But with Schmidt being the Republican nominee and having done so well in this Republican primary, he's going to have the base behind him. And quite honestly, the more far right conservative group of the Republican Party, they're going to be thinking, do I vote for this independent guy because I don't like Schmidt for whatever reason, or do I let the Democrat win? And they're going to whether they hold their nose to vote for Schmidt or they just say we're going to vote for Schmidt. I think that, you know, he's going to secure the votes of the conservatives, the Republican faithful, and the majority of the party. So then it becomes the question of the more independent Republican Democrats, like where do they go? Do they go to one of the two parties or do they go to Wood? And does that become the spoiler for the election? I think in the end it will be a close race, closer than I would like, but hopefully for my side that Schmidt in fact does win.
Yeah, I think we're seeing national trends swing. If you look at the generic ballot across the United States, 50% say they would vote for a Democrat, 43% say they would vote for a Republican. So you're in just 1 month ago, that was Republicans 45, Democrats 43. Obviously, that was pre-Roe decision, so I think that's changing some things. Also, I didn't think we had a chance 4 weeks ago to hold the Senate as Democrats. I think there's a better than even shot that we will keep the Senate. House of Representatives, that's a different story, but I think we could keep the Senate. And the reason that is, I mean, Republicans are just running some bad candidates in places. You have Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. You have Herschel Walker in Georgia. Those are bad candidates. And you're seeing that, you know, Raphael Warnock in Georgia is running away with it. And so is John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. The recent polls have them up by 8-12%. Yes, that we're a long way away from Election Day. A lot can change. But even the forecasts were before, you know, 4 weeks ago, it was 60% chance that the Republicans take the Senate. Now it's 60% chance the Democrats take the Senate. So everything changes pretty constantly. But the thing is that they're just bad candidates that are running in these positions. Eric Schmidt is not, I wouldn't consider a bad candidate in Missouri. So that'll be tougher.
Isn't it interesting how things change that Trump was the first, he wasn't the first non-politician to win or the first celebrity to win something, but he was the biggest and the firstest. And it seemed like everyone was like, well, that's what we need.
Yeah.
All outsiders. Find me some famous people. And then you get people like Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker's really imploded. My God. Mm. And now that's kind of falling out of favor. Like, let's go back to the professionals, go back to the politicians. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm against term limits in general, because I do think we do have term limits. They're called elections. If you don't like somebody, you vote them out. I think our primary system in this country, you know, for the most part, is flawed. Like we said, we had 27% turnout across the state. They're picking who's going to most likely be our next senator. I'm in favor of reforming those. The Alaska has a Senate election today, or a congressional election today, where they are doing ranked choice voting. Sarah Palin's on the ballot. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, the ranked choice voting in Alaska really works out.
Yeah. Okay, so we have the guys here for, you know, another two or three segments. We obviously talk about the FBI raid, going to talk about the kind of this winning streak that President Biden seems to be on right after this. Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have Kurt Barr here and Braxton Payne doing a little think tank. I think we're going to move the think tank to Tuesdays. Why do we do that? I remember we had a good reason.
Because it's like back to back with Hancock and Kelly. It's a lot of political stuff.
We had the boys on Friday.
Yeah, I knew it was Hancock's fault. So if you believe the media, Joe Biden is on a run here and getting things passed and, you know, Dark Brandon and all that stuff. Is it true?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it objectively, it's one of the best weeks of a president in modern history to pass that many laws and to also do it with a 50-50 Congress. I mean, I think it's just proven to that he's able to. I mean, he also had COVID. I mean, so he was able to do it from, you know, I love the Dark Brandon memes. I mean, they're funny. It is what it is. But he was able to pack, you know, the chips, the PACT Act, and also, you know, kill an Al-Qaeda leader all within 1 week. I mean, you can disagree with the policy. OK, we can debate that. But to actually pass all those things and to, you know, gas is on the is going down, you know, historic job numbers. One of the lowest, you know, we're at 3.5 unemployment rate all within 1 week is pretty good for him. I think, you know, to be objective, Donald Trump, when he passed the tax law, was a very good week for Donald Trump. I disagree with that tax law, but it was still a very good political week for him.
So, and he's right. The fact that the president was able to get so much stuff done is impressive, especially in D.C., especially with the 50-50 Congress. I have a slightly more cynical thought is, you know, if the, you know, the Democrats who are in charge right now are seeing that the midterms is not going to be good for them and that come January, the Republicans are going to be in charge. They've got to get something done now or they're just not going to get anything done and there will be nothing done for the Biden presidency, you know, the 2 years going forward. So it may be that they finally have the, you know, motive to get, you know, moving and get past any of their inner party squabbling. But then the question then becomes, does this actually help the Republicans in November? Does this show the Republican voters, you better get out and vote or this is what's going to happen if we allow the Democrats to continue? So, yeah, it was a good week for Biden this week, but it may help for the Republicans in November.
Yeah, I think one of the things that the problems with Democrats is we do things like thinking long term. And sometimes Republicans pass legislation that will take effect immediately. Trump's tax bill took effect within a year. A lot of these policies won't, you know, take effect for 2, sometimes 4 years. So they will have long term effects. And it's, in my opinion, good, you know, when it comes to climate policy or we're talking about infrastructure investment. But they won't take an effect before the midterms or even before the next presidential election. I also think it's interesting that he's had such a good week, not only on domestic policy. I mentioned, you know, the Al-Qaeda leader being killed, but also, you know, Finland and Sweden into NATO. I mean, that's something that I think had bipartisan support besides our Senator Josh Hawley was 99-1 to get them into NATO. So it was a very good week. I think a lot of Democrats, I think including myself, including many young people that have voted for him, as I mentioned on the show before, a pragmatic choice and to go up against Donald Trump, that it's just now it's we're thinking, okay, he's actually delivering for us, which is really important.
All right. Right back, DGS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.